Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from yesterday's service and message, showing that we care. Today is election eve of the 2020 general election, as millions of Americans cast votes to decide who will be the next president of the United States. I hope you will care enough about those who will be charged with writing, enforcing, and interpreting the laws of this nation that you have or will exercise the right and privilege to vote. Everyone is invited to tune in this evening at 6:30 p.m. as the Union County Union, together with the Union County Baptist Association, have the World Day of Prayer. The service will be held here at Flag Branch and will be streamed to our virtual church, Facebook, and YouTube channels. This Sunday, following morning worship, everyone is welcome to present a gift for the pastor and his wife in a drive-through event. Anything you have and want to give will be appreciated. Our mid-year meeting has been rescheduled to the Saturday before the fourth Sunday on November the 21st. You will be able to attend online or in person. Details will be forthcoming. And now a few closing thoughts from yesterday's message. The 25th chapter of Matthew is one in which Jesus gives three parables, all related to judgment and the return of the king. While all emphasize an important aspect of judgment, the last one, often referred to as the sheep and the goats, focuses on the importance of identifying with the needs of and identity of the people of God. In the parable, all people are divided by whether they cared about the king. Those who did care about the smallest detail of the king's welfare were rewarded with an eternal kingdom and life. Everyone else was assigned to the fate of the devil and his angels. Jesus makes the point that eternal life and the kingdom of God was prepared for those who cared before the foundation of the world. This is a very important point and should not be overlooked or taken for granted. The everlasting eternal fire was not prepared for mankind, but for the devil and his angels. But since those who cared not for the things and people of God have nowhere else to go, God has assigned them to the same fate as the devil because they both wanted no part of the people of God. It's amazing to see how we care about people and things that have little or no relation to us. For instance, there are those who care about whether or not America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, win or lose. They don't live in Dallas, wasn't born there. They don't have any relatives there, never even been to or through the state of Texas. Yet they care so much about them that they can get very upset if they lose, are extremely happy if they win. Why? But there are other teams, some in their own state or nearby, that they and others can care less about what happens to them. This is what is going on between the sheep and goats in Jesus' parable. There are those who care about the church and humanity in general, much like those Dallas fans care about that team. And there are others who feel about the church like those who don't care about Dallas or any other team. In the end, the church of God, the church is God's family. If they don't care about anything else, most people who care about anything care about their family to the least of the things that affect them. How are you showing you care about the least of things that affect the family of God? Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices. Don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday. And get a jump on Sunday school by reading the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.